The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about some parenting issues that made headlines recently. And this first headline definitely caught my attention last week. It says, "Why are the Girl Scouts getting into the sugar bomb beverage business?"
So here's a short version of the story. Nestle teamed up with the Girl Scouts to offer two specialty chocolate milk drinks featuring flavors from Girl Scout cookies. The first drink is called Nesquik Thin Mints, and the other one is Nesquik Caramel Coconut. Kids love Girl Scout cookies and they love chocolate milk, so it seems like, you know, it would make sense, right?
Right, but here comes the controversy. Each 16-ounce bottle of the drink contains 48 grams of sugar, which is triple the amount of sugar a kid should consume in an entire day.
Entire day, exactly.
And listen, I am not pretending to be the food police here because I'll be the first to admit that I love some chocolate milk. But let's face it, chocolate milk is already pretty sugary even before you go and add cookie flavoring to it.
I can see why critics are calling it a sugar bomb. A recent article in the Huffington Post questions why the Girl Scouts would license their name to help sell a super sugary drink when it's been reported that there's a link between sugary drinks and childhood obesity. I think it's a fair question to ask.
I do too. The more I've read about sugar levels, the more I'm realizing that it's really not the calories I need to worry about as much as it is the sugar. And it's a tough thing to restrict because so many of the foods that are aimed at kids are also really high in sugar.
Definitely an ongoing battle. That's it for us today, but join us tomorrow for more parenting headlines in the news and check us out online too. It's NWAMotherLode.com.
Where moms click.